tuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Book Spotlight. Now I have the wonderful, wonderful Ray on the line with me. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm so well, thank you.
How's the world of books?
Oh, the world of books is so good. I love this time of year. So many good books come out. It's all happening. It's very exciting.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. Anyway, what have you got for us this week?
I've got some historical fiction for you. It's called Loot. Loot like treasure, you know. It's by Tanya James, and it's got a great cover, which I can't show you because I'm on the phone. It's got a big kind of sneaky looking tiger on the front cover, which I enjoy. This book was recently longlisted for the National Book Award in the States, which is a pretty good sign. I would describe it as like an epic saga. It spans kind of many, many countries, many years. There's a war involved. There's a heist involved. It's all very exciting.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
It starts off in Mysore in India. It's set in the late 1700s, and it follows this young man who is a toy maker, and he sort of tinkers away, much to his family's disappointment, until he's plucked from obscurity to work for the Sultan, basically for his any whim. And the Sultan's decided that he wants this giant tiger to be built for him. He wants this tiger to be like just shown to be eating the body of an Englishman, and he wants it to be able to roar. And so this young local toy maker ends up working with a French clockmaker on this big project, right? It's wild. And then later on, the British come in, everyone's displaced, this kid travels many, many, many years, many continents, and finds himself in France, and then discovers that a very fancy lady in Britain has claimed the tiger as her own, and then he tries to get it back. So there's all sorts going on there, and it's just sometimes historical fiction can feel a little dry or a little but this is so fresh and funny and exciting. There's so much going on, and it's got this beautiful like narration where it's sort of a kind of all-seeing narrator, which I always love.
Dip
into like, you know, you see sort of like far into the future, and then you come back to the current moment, and you get insight into lots of different people's minds.
Yeah, that's great.
It's so cool. I was mesmerized and just sort of like could not stop turning the pages. It was so exciting.
What like an original idea for a book as well?
Yeah, I know, and it's in her notes, because the author is American but has Indian heritage, and it starts sort of as a true story. The tiger exists, and it was definitely made by a combination of local artisans and kind of European influence.
And she
took that kind of nugget of an idea where like she had no idea kind of who might have made it, but took this kind of this creature and rolled with it, and it's this incredible book now. Yeah.
Oh my god, that is so cool! What a fun.
So cool.
What's it called? One more time.
It's called Loot.
Loop.
By Tanya James. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! What a fun
so good
sounding book. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Ray.
Thank you for having me.
And I will assume you can get this book at Scorpio Books.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
and
right.
And our new catalogue has just come out, so this title features in it as a new release that we're excited about for kind of your summer reading.
Cool.
But our new catalogue of like handpicked books that are kind of new and exciting has just come out. So if you come down, you can get a copy of that and start circling. Leave it somewhere obvious for a family member to discover, and then that's your Christmas list sorted.
That reminds me of like the Scholastic book club days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, big vibes. Yeah, I like it.
But
I like
for
it.
Growing up, was it telling tales? Have one too. It's
oh wow. Oh yep, well, thank you so much, Ray, for joining me this morning. Thank you to all the hard work you put in at Scorpio Books. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, you too, Liam. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And that was the wonderful Ray of Scorpio Books.